Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studio. This morning, I have the privilege to have Carla Murphy with us. Well, Carla is not only with the Redbird Deli, but she works at Dr. Bishop's office. She's a health coach. She does catering. She's just one busy girl, that's for sure. Well, welcome, Carla.
Thanks, Chris. Good morning.
Yeah, how's things going?
Things are great. Things are great. Getting ready to go make some soup and throw some salads at people and
oh, yeah.
Hope they like it.
Oh, I know I love your soup and salad. Brenda's in there. She's always bringing it back to me.
Yeah, we do see Brenda quite a bit. Yeah. We do.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
So, how long have you been doing the Redbird Deli?
Well, we opened the Redbird July 1, 2013, so we've been doing it 10 and a half years already.
Isn't that crazy?
I just can't believe it. I mean, sometimes it seems like yesterday, and other times I wonder if I'm really 70 years old in a 57-year-old body.
There's no way you're 57.
I turned 57 last week, Chris.
Oh, my gosh.
How old does that make you? 58?
Yeah, a little bit older than that, yes. Yeah, you know what? That working just keeps you young, doesn't it?
It keeps you going.
Just keep doing it.
A little bit of inertia, you know?
Yeah.
An object in motion stays in motion, and an object at rest is going to stay at rest. I'm going to keep moving.
Yeah, you learned that in science class.
I did.
Okay. So you're at the deli. We'll talk about the deli. Well, first of all, did you grow up here in town?
I did.
Did you?
I did. I've been here 56 of my 58 years.
56 of your 58?
Yep.
And went to high school here?
I went to high school here, yep. And left to go to college up in Iowa for a few years and came back
home. Where'd you go in Iowa?
It was just a little community college that I went to up in Iowa.
How'd you end up in Iowa?
Well, my dad got transferred up there with Reliable Life Insurance. And I had just started school at Lewis and Clark and didn't really have a major and thought, okay, I'll go. I didn't really want to stay. I wasn't ready to be on my own yet because that was back in the 80s. And drinking age here in Jersey County was 21 in the state of Illinois. But you move to Iowa and it turns to 19. And I was 19. So I thought it was ready.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I want to.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's have the true college experience, you know? And do it legally.
Yes. Yeah, so what'd you study?
I studied pre-med.
You did?
I did. I studied pre-med, got my pre-meds out of the way, and then fell in love with a pig farmer and up in Iowa with a big pig farmer. Not big, big. You know, but anyway, he had a lot of pigs. So fell in love with the pig farmer, decided I was going to get married, quit school, and wasn't too long. I moved back home and decided not to get married because I didn't want to be a farmer's wife.
My twin sister married a pig farmer.
No kidding.
Yeah. You know, Cindy, she married.
Oh, she did, didn't she? She's a Seavers, isn't she?
Yeah. She married Raymond Seavers.
Yeah, that's right.
He was a hog farmer.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know,
And my brother, he married Sandy Seavers, which is Raymond's sister.
That's right.
So brother and sister married brother and sister.
Well, in Jersey County. Oh, wait, you're Calhoun.
Yeah, I'm Calhouner.
You're a hooner. Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't get married,
Came
back to Jerseyville.
Came back to Jerseyville, went back to school at Lewis and Clark.
Okay.
And started working. One of my first jobs when I was 16 was at Sinclair's. And I learned so much from Stan and Shirley Sinclair.
You did.
I did. I learned how to take care of local people.
Yep.
And customer always comes first. And then after that, I decided that the service industry was probably for me.
So
I went back to work for them at their East store at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought, you know what, I just think I'm a more of a service-oriented person and had a hard time getting back on track. To go back to school. So just started working, and I haven't stopped.
So at what point, so what happened? You were working at Sinclair's, and then how did you get to Redbird Deli? I mean,
is a story, and I remember you coming out there. I started working part-time because one job apparently wasn't enough even when I was young. So I started working part-time at Hazel Dell Restaurant.
That's right.
That's right. That's Hazel been a couple Dell. Years ago. Yeah, Hazel Dell for the Pointers. So anyway, I started waitressing there and good stuff, good home cooking.
So that's where you learned to cook.
That's kind of where I learned to cook, but I was more, that's where I learned to be a waitress, and I didn't really have much experience. I learned to start cooking fried chicken. My mom worked midnights at the hospital, so I was cooking fried chicken when I was 9 and 10 years old. Okay. I was making dinners back then because she worked midnights, and, you know, I was the only girl, and so I just kind of took over that role, and I just kind of, I don't know, I've always liked cooking, still like cooking.
Yeah.
I still got to like cooking. And I still enjoy it. It didn't get, you know, sometimes you burn yourself out on certain things. And I've yet to burn myself out on the cooking aspect of it.
So, okay. So now, Hazel Dell, you worked there. And then I know they eventually closed out or closed up or went on. Were you there up until that time?
I was there up until that time. Okay. Things just kind of fizzled out. I don't really know what happened. But I went from there, if memory serves me correctly, to I'm trying to remember where I went next. I worked a few little jobs here and there. I worked at a jewelry manufacturer over in St. Louis for a few years.
Oh, yeah?
And got tired of the drive back and forth. That was my early 20s. And, you know, I kind of got tired of that drive back and forth. So I found a job here in town working part-time for, I'm trying to remember which one was first.
It'll come to you.
It'll come to me.
And it gets worse as you get older, too, just so you know. But anyway, you finally end up at Redbird Deli. What happened? How'd you end up at Redbird Deli?
Well, you know,
you started catering first.
I did. I started catering. I actually ended up out at the bowling alley. When they first opened the bowling alley, Pat Gibbons and Denny Tapin and that group of guys, Norb Gatton, they decided to build and open up a bowling alley.
The new bowling alley.
Johnny's at. Yes, okay. The new bowling alley. And I worked there for a little bit under Franny Foscia and, you know, learned a few things. Of course, you can't work under Franny and not learn a lot about food, cooking, and serving people. So I started that. She ended up going back to Fran and Maryland's and did her thing up there, and because she was just really there to help them out and get started. So I took over managing the bowling alley restaurant. Okay. I don't know, way back in the late 90s, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mid to late 90s probably. And then in true Carla fashion, one job wasn't enough. And Judy Mundy had come to me and said, "Hey, would you be interested in running the kitchen out at Westlake?"
Okay.
Westlake Country Club. And I thought, well, you know, maybe it's time for a change of scenery.
Yeah.
I was recently divorced and trying to raise three children and went to Westlake Country Club. And I was there for probably about 10 years.
Okay.
Started working part-time again at the courthouse running the CASA program. I was the executive director of the Jerseyville CASA program.
All right. Maybe explain that a little bit for people listening. The CASA.
CASA is court-appointed special advocates for children. And we advocated for abused and neglected children in the county, at that time just Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And the program was struggling. And once again, I knew some people and they said, "Hey, could you help us out?" And I'm not one to say no if someone needs some help. So I went and helped them out a few hours a day and when I could in the evening and did that for a while. And I became very familiar with attorneys and with a lot of the, you know, policemen that are there and such. And I was approached by George Whitman, Butch Whitman.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "You know, I keep thinking I want to open up a deli and ice cream shop." And I'm like, "Well, you go do that." He said, "No, I want to open it up and I want somebody to run it." And I'm like, "Well, I don't know who to tell you to get." He said, "Well, I came here to talk to you." And I'm like, "Butch, I don't think I have time for that. I don't think I had time for that." And he said, "Well, how much money do you need? I'll pay you." I'm like, "Well, I would hope you'd pay me." But he said, "You know, I really want to do this." And he said, "Everyone I talk to says you're the person that can make it work."
Well, I'll be darned. And you did.
So, and I guess I did. I guess I did. He had the building and he said, "You know, we'll go in partnership 50-50. You do the work and I'll be the money." Okay.
Yeah.
So I said goodbye to the CASA program and I started the deli. Butch and I started the deli. And after a few years, he decided it wasn't something he really wanted to be part of too much anymore. as far as being partner.
Yeah.
So he.
You don't you think that was probably his game plan anyway?
Probably he so. Just got I you think, in there. I
you
think know, so.
Backed you up and then. Yeah. It's like, well, I think I'll let you yeah, just take yeah. it on.
He said
over.
He just had too many irons in the fire and he's trying to simplify his life. And,
yeah.
Heck and
yeah.
he thought, let's start here. So I, once again, am one that I'll take on a challenge. May not be the smartest decision some days, but took on a challenge and thought, you know what? I'll dig in, and I may not have any fingernails left, and I may not have any hair left, but I'm going to make it work.
That's right. So that now the Redbird Deli, been going on for 10 and a half years. What are some, maybe some people haven't been to the Redbird Deli, so tell us what's some of your specials there? What do you sell a lot of?
Well, you know, the Redbird started with mainly sandwiches and ice cream. Mm-hmm. And then those are two pretty... I'm going to say they're pretty cost-intensive items. You know, they can be because we use local. I use everything fresh and local. Mm-hmm. So I get, I was getting the ice cream from Prairie Farms. Mm-hmm. I get all my meats and still do from Sinclair's. Mm-hmm. Even our deli meats, they bake our breads fresh for us. So we started out pretty heavy on the ice cream and sandwich part because that was Butch's. That's what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of morphed into people wanting some salads once in a while. So we started morphing into salads. And then, well, how can you have salad and sandwiches? Maybe you should have some soups.
There you go.
So the soups were kind of born. I mean, I started slow and started with one soup, but now, 10 and a half years later, the soups are a lot of our pull. No one around here typically does a whole lot of homemade soups, and uh-huh. every soup that we have is homemade. I make them from scratch, and you can't ask me for the recipe because I don't have recipes. Uh-huh. It's all in my head. And I never write anything down because I don't have time. So, anyway, I can tell you everything that's in every soup, but I can't tell you
what
really how to
make it. What are some of your
so.
Hot soups? What do you...
One of the biggest soups, and we've been doing it for about 7 years now, is our lobster bisque.
Oh, yes. I've had that. That's excellent.
Yeah, we sell gallons upon gallons upon gallons of the lobster bisque when I have it. We have it maybe once every couple of months just because it's a really specialty item, and it's rather expensive to make, and mm-hmm. it's a little labor-intensive, so... I don't want to do it all the time and it lose its uniqueness and uh-huh. it's, you know, the pull.
Do you have any soups that you have every day or do you have a lot?
We have chili every day. We make our hearty chili every day.
Okay.
And we have skinny chicken vegetable. And the skinny chicken vegetable doesn't have a whole lot of added anything. It's low carb veggies. There's not much salt added. It's the healthiest soup probably that we probably make. You know, mm-hmm. it's got cabbage and zucchini and green beans and cauliflower and broccoli, that kind of thing. A few sweet potatoes in there for a little bit of flavor. But those two we have every single day. And then I usually try to do a couple of creamy soups mm-hmm. and then a couple of brothy soups. So
you have six soups a day?
Usually at least six soups. So like today we had seven. Sometimes we have eight.
Wow.
Just depends on the time of year.
Yeah,
even in the summertime, we offer at least four soups a day because no one else does it.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody says the soup is seasonal. Well, you know, I eat ice cream in the wintertime.
Right.
I'll eat soup in the summertime too.
Yeah, I eat soup all the time.
Yep.
I never.
Yep, it's a meal. No, me either. It's a meal by itself.
And then
so.
Sandwiches. What do you have sandwich wise?
Sandwiches. Gosh, we have hot sandwiches, cold sandwiches. We do deli meats. We make homemade chicken salad. We have our regular Redbird chicken salad, and then we have the fruited chicken salad, mm-hmm. which believe it or not, we have just as many men that eat that as do women, even though it's more maybe lady focused. We have homemade egg salad and tuna salad every day. We do Reubens. We do, one of the specials today was a barbecue pulled pork grilled cheese.
I'm getting hungry right
Amazon.
Now.
I think the girls, might be making food here before long.
Oh, man.
Get you something to eat.
Okay.
Those are some of the popular things, but we'll do any meat, we'll do turkey, we have roast beef, corned beef, we do H&B ham, once again, another local company, because mm-hmm. we like to keep everything local. Anyway, and then our lettuces and all of our fruits and everything that we use for the soup ingredients and for the salads come from Steckel Produce. So it comes, we get a delivery almost every day, and we cut our lettuce fresh by hand. It's not the packaged stuff.
Right.
None of the preservatives. So we're trying to be a little bit healthier option for people and not add all that extra stuff.
Well, speaking of healthy, right, you're a health coach also.
I'm a health coach also for the Optavia program.
Yeah, so tell me about the health coach.
Well, the health coaching, Optavia is a program that really kind of changed my life and made me see things a lot differently. I knew that a lot of people were looking for something to help get them a little more focused on their health, on the way they eat, on the things that they put in their bodies. And when I say health coach, I know some people think life coach. It's really not the same, although it can be sort of parallel for the most part. The Optavia program is a nutrition-based program that helps you learn how to eat, helps you to keep your glycemic index within check, keeps those blood sugars on a regularly even keel, helps you lose weight, lose inflammation, and teaches you how to eat things the right way and how to pair them better, like your macro count, things like that. You know, you need a certain amount of fat, certain amount of carbs, and a certain amount of protein every day. So it kind of helps. It takes the guesswork out of all the macronutrients.
What's macro?
Macros are the building blocks.
Are you not talking about macaroni?
Macaroni. But no, your macros, macronutrients, those are the building blocks of what you eat. So, like I said, the proteins, the fats, the carbs, there should be a breakdown of each. And don't be adding a lot of extra junk to everything, because that's when you get into trouble.
Yeah.
And I start having health problems and stomach problems. And
You know, the longer I live, the more I realize, and I really know it, you are what you eat.
Absolutely.
You are what you eat.
You absolutely are.
You know, and if you eat good things, you'll be good.
Yep.
You eat bad things, you might not feel so good.
I'll tell you, if you wake up feeling like a busted can of biscuits every day, or, you know, like you have a headache, or you're just, you wake up and you have to stretch and you have aches and pains, that's inflammation in your body, and that's caused by excess sugars. It's caused by processed foods. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. This Optavia program opened my eyes on that. Because I was already, you know, 5 years ago, I was already doing the going to the gym 5-6 days a week.
Right.
I was already drinking a gallon of water. I was already eating low carb. And there were still days where I woke up and I'm like, why do I feel terrible? I'm doing all these things. Is this what being in my 50s is like?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I learned after 5 days on this program that it wasn't my age, that it was what I was putting into my body.
5 days.
5 days.
Wow.
Can change your life in 5 days. Your aches and pains go away, the inflammation. It's crazy science. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Had I not done it myself, I wouldn't have believed it.
I'll be darned.
Wouldn't have believed it.
Okay.
So I challenge anyone that wants to feel better, give me 5 days.
So
give
how
me
do
5 days.
So how do we do it? How do we?
Well, I have these prepackaged fuelings. You get to eat 6 times a day. So you're not depriving yourself of food. You're just giving yourself the right kinds of food.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if you weigh 500 pounds, 800 pounds. It doesn't matter. We give you the nutrients in these fuelings. We give you the macros that you need. And you drink that. You know, we like to tell you that you drink.
What do you mean fuelings? What's a fueling?
That's what you eat. That's what we call them. They're fuelings. So instead of saying I'm eating a meal, we call it a fueling.
Okay.
Okay. So you get 5 of these fuelings a day.
Okay.
And then you have 1 lean and green meal that you make for yourself. Or you can also purchase that from the company.
But that's all you eat? Those things?
That's what you eat.
Every day?
Yeah, every day.
Okay, how about Red Bird Daily, though?
How about, see, that's where that lean and green meal comes in there, see? See, I've got lean and green meals that I can make you at the deli.
Oh, okay.
So see, it's kind of congruent.
But
congruent.
But you are a believer.
Absolutely, 100%. Great. Crazy. It's crazy.
So how do they find out about this?
I mean, actually, if anyone knows me or knows how to get a hold of me or wants to pop up the deli, I'm happy to talk to anybody anytime about it. Or I can give out my cell phone number or, you know, whatever else they might want. And like I said, I challenge people to just give me 5 days to follow the program as it's written. And, you know, it's not a diet. Now, I don't tell anyone that it's a diet, because if you're using the word diet, that's just that you need to have a lifestyle change. Because if you're using this as a diet, then you're going to go back to the way you were eating beforehand. Once you lose the weight you're wanting to lose or get to the, you know, the feel good portion. You know, it's got to be a lifestyle change. So that's what we try to teach people, is these lean and green meals. You will eventually go from 5 of the fuelings in 1 lean and green meal down to 4 fuelings and 2 lean and green meals in a day. And then you go to 3 and 3.
Yeah.
And then 2 and 4. And then 1 and 5. So you're still going to eat 6 times a day.
Oh, but eventually it's all green meals.
It's all lean and green meals.
You know, Brenda and I did a gallbladder and liver cleanse. It was after the holidays. And that was pretty interesting. And actually, in that, you know, of course, you could only eat vegetables, no dairy, of course, no sugar.
Oof.
You know, it was very limited on what you ate, but I never went hungry. I got full, you know. I mean, it was, you know, I mean, there's no beef, you know, there's no chicken, you know, there's no meats, but it was a lot of vegetables and fruits and then certain other things. But, I was full. I mean, I lost, you know, I ate as much as I want, and I ended up losing 10 pounds in a week, and I wasn't really even trying, but except for that. I mean, but I did.
Yeah. Work. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
So, on the program that I coach, I've had people lose as much as 19 pounds in a week.
Oh, my.
Of course, that tells me that how bad their nutrition was before. It's really about nutrition. These feelings have the nutrients in there, the vitamins, the minerals that your body needs.
Mm-hmm.
There's probiotics in the fuelings. So it really gets you a good, I don't want to say a gut cleanse because people have the wrong idea of a gut cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets your gut in a better biome, you know, a better place. You don't have if you have flatulence, if you have, you know, some irregular whatever going on. It is due to the food that you're consuming. Absolutely is. It's a wrong combination of food that you're consuming. So once you get the right nutrients, the probiotics, the prebiotics, all of that in there, give yourself a few weeks to get yourself cleaned out and get a good gut biome, then you're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
sounds
it is. Great. It's fantastic.
Now you're also, you work at Doc Bishop's office.
Yes, right? I do work at Doc Bishop's office. That's my fun job.
Oh, is it?
Not that the other two aren't fun, because I have fun everywhere. Because, you know, if you're not having fun, then why are you even doing anything?
Now, when do you work there?
I go to Dr. Bishop's office. I close the deli at 2, so usually by 2:30 I have everything all cleaned up and ready to go. And because I have a great staff that helps, because I'm nothing without my staff.
Right.
But by the time I get everything cleaned up and make a quick trip to the bank, then I head over a couple blocks over to Dr. Bishop's, and I'm usually there from 2:30 or so to 5 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock. Monday through Thursday, and then some Saturdays too.
I'll be darned. You are one busy girl. And then you go home. What do you do when you get home?
I do the health coaching.
And you do the health coaching.
I do the health coaching. Yep.
Do you ever sleep?
I sleep a little bit, not a lot.
Don't need to.
I don't need to. You know, I don't know. Just one of those things. I'm energetic, and I feel like I'm more energetic now, even at 57. Than I was in my 30s and my 40s because of that nutrition.
Because of what you eat.
Because of what I eat.
Yeah. Well, Carla, it's been such a pleasure having you here this morning. Anything you want to add to this interview we've had today?
Well, you know, the only thing, and it's been my pleasure, Chris, to be here. I didn't really know what to expect when you said, hey, you want to come talk for a little bit? I thought, is it going to be personal? It's going to be professional? And what is it going to be? And I think we hit on just about everything and had a couple laughs and threw up a couple memories up in there.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it.
Me too. Really, what I want to say that I would add is support your local businesses, people. Please, please just support the locals, because those are the ones that everyone goes to and wants a donation for this or wants a donation for that. We've had, what is this, the 25th of January?
Yes.
We've had 18 people want donations already just the month of January. And I hate telling people no. Gosh, I hate telling people no.
I know.
But you really need to support your local people. You support the ones that support you, support the ones that are supporting all the sports teams. And you know, if someone's scratching your back, you really need to try to scratch theirs. Sinclair's, you know, support Steckles. Support all those people that are working day in and day out to bring you services right here in town and right here in Jersey County.
And they're keeping the money in town.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Keep that sales tax going in the county.
I was talking to a big franchise company. Couldn't hardly get through to them, you know, and they do a bunch of business in town, you know, but they don't give a damn about us. They don't give a damn about, I mean, they take our money, but they don't care. They could care less. You know, I tried to get them maybe advertising with the station because, you know, we do a lot of community. We're local. You support us, you know, mm-hmm. you're supporting a community. It's good. Yeah. They don't give a damn. They don't care.
That's
they could care less, you know. And thing about it is, your local businesses, your local people, they care.
Yeah.
We're all in it together.
Yeah, we are.
Because we need each other and we have to support each other.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep. So. I mean, you know, support your police officers, your firefighters, the ones that are here all the time. Who are you going to call when you have something go wrong?
Yeah.
They're the ones that support you. Just because you don't see monetary support from them, they're still, their lives are on the line. You have a fire, those firemen don't think twice. They answer that call. Those policemen don't think twice. They're there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just like the local business people, when people go in for donations, sometimes I do have to draw the line because I just can't give to all of them.
No.
I mean, you know, but I do more than my fair share. You know.
So you're exactly right. Local, local, local.
100%.
Yep. Well, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Chris.
And I'll be down to Della here shortly.
Oh, great. Sounds good. Thanks,
all right.
Chris.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.